Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, The Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy has just expressed a level of philosophy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted, and that was to hear about the Lord. At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject." Ramananda Roy then replied, "Ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Amrita Prabhavaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes the conversation up to this point, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Ramananda Roy, "Eho hai agi kahayar. This is the process accepted in devotional service, but there is something more than this. Therefore, please explain what is beyond." Simply executing the duties of all vanas and ashramas is not as good as offering all the results of one's activities to the Lord. When one gives up all fruit of activity and fully surrenders to the Lord, he attains swadharma tyag, wherein he abandons the social order and takes to the renounced order. That is certainly better. However, better than the renounced order is the cultivation of knowledge mixed with devotional service. Yet, all these activities are external to the activities of the spiritual world. There is no touch of pure devotional service in them. Pure devotional service cannot be attained by empiric philosophy, nor can perfection be attained simply by good association. Devotional service by self-realization is a different subject matter. It is untouched by fruit of activity, for one surrenders the results of activities to the Lord, abandons prescribed duties, and accepts the renounced order of life. Such devotional service is situated on a higher platform than that of empiric philosophical speculation with a mixture of bhakti. This is verified by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. Anya abhilasita sunyam jnana kamal yanavritam anakulena krishna anasilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruit of activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Devotional activities, however, sometimes appear to be impure in the neophyte stage, but in the mature stage, they are completely pure or free from material activity. Therefore, Ramananda Roy replied after hearing the last statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Prema Bhakti Sarva Sadhyasar." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually accepted this verse, Jnane Prayasam, the previous verse, as the basic principle of perfection. One has to practice this principle in order to make further progress. When further progress is actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service to the Lord. This first stage is technically called sadhana bhakti, or devotional service in practice. The result of sadhana bhakti must be ecstatic love, attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is also called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, and practicing devotional service. Thus, one is freed from all unwanted things. Then one becomes fixed in devotional service and increases his desire to act in devotional service. Thus, one becomes attached to the Lord and his devotional service. Ramananda Roy continued, "As long as there is hunger and thirst within the stomach, varieties of food and drink make one feel very happy. Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love, the various activities performed in the course of that worship awaken transcendental bliss in the heart of the devotee. Krishna bhakti rasa rasa bhavito mati kriyatam yadikuti prilabhyate tatraloyam apimulyam ekalam janmakoti sukritar nalabhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed, to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The previous two verses are included in the Padyavali 13 and 14. An anthology compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Verse 69, that means the verse prior to the Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati verse. It refers to devotional service in faith. And verse 70 refers to devotional service rendered out of intense greed. The first is devotional service rendered in accordance with the regulative principles, and the second refers to spontaneous loving service of the Lord without extraneous endeavor. Henceforward, the basic principle underlying the talks between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy will be spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The regulative principles, according to the injunctions of the Shastras, are necessary insofar as one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is not spontaneously awakened. An example of spontaneous action is the flowing of rivers into the ocean. Nothing can stop this flow of water. Similarly, when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, it spontaneously flows to the lotus feet of Krishna without impediment. Whatever will be spoken henceforth by Ramananda Roy based on spontaneous love will be agreeable to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord will ask him more and more about this subject. Prabhu kahe, eho hai age kahear, rai kahe dasya prema sarva sadhyasar. Hearing up to the point of spontaneous love, the Lord said, "This is all right, but if you know more, please tell me." In reply, Ramananda Roy said, "Spontaneous loving service in servitude, as exchanged by master and servant, is the highest perfection." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Spontaneous loving service to the Lord is called devotional service with an intimate attachment between the servitor and the served. This intimacy is called mamata. Between the servitor and the served, there is a feeling of oneness. This mamata begins with dasya prema, service rendered to the master by the servant. Unless there is such a relationship, the loving affairs between the Lord and his devotees are not actually fixed. When the devotee feels, "The Lord is my master," and renders service unto him, Krishna consciousness is awakened. This fixed consciousness is on a higher platform than simple cognizance of love of Godhead. Continuing. A man becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet create the holy places of pilgrimage. Therefore, what remains to be attained by those who have become his servants? Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 5th chapter, 16th verse, and is an admission by the great sage Tavasa Muni. Tavasa Muni, a caste brahmana and great yogi, used to hate Maharaj Ambarish. When he decided to chastise Maharaj Ambarish through his yogic powers, he was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When things were settled, he said, "When the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is heard by any person, that person is immediately sanctified. The Supreme Lord is master of the devotees, and the devotees, under his shelter, naturally come to own his opulences." Now a quotation from the Stotra Ratna by Sri Yamunacharya Ramananda Roy is continuing. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a perfect master? Prabhu Kahe, Eho Hai Kichu Agyar, Rai Kahe Sakya Prema Sarva Sadyasar. Hearing this from Ramananda Roy, the Lord again requested him to go a step further. In reply, Ramananda Roy said, "Loving service to Krishna, rendered in fraternity, is the highest perfection." Srila Prabhupada's purport. As long as loving service is rendered to the Lord in the master-servant relationship, there is some fear, for the servant is always afraid of the master, despite the intimacy of self-interest. In this stage, the servant is always afraid of the master and respectful of him. When the devotee is further advanced, he has nothing to fear. He considers the Lord and himself on an equal level. At such a time, the devotee is fully convinced that Lord Krishna is a friend and cannot at all be dissatisfied if the devotee lives with him on an equal level. This understanding is called Vishramba, that is, devoid of a respectful attitude. When this attitude is chosen, it becomes Sakya Prema, or love of Godhead in friendship. On this stage, there is a developed consciousness of equality between the Lord and the devotee. And then a quote from the Bhagavatam, 12th chapter of the 10th canto, the 11th verse. And Srila Prabhupada will say in his purport, Sukadeva Goswami is appreciating the good fortune of the coward boys who played with Krishna and ate with him on the banks of the Yamuna. And here is the verse. Neither those engaged in the self-realization of appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, nor those engaged in devotional service while accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, nor those under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, can understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu is going to say, Prabhu kahe eho uttama, but yet age kahe ad. And Ramananda Roy will still speak further and bring the topic to a higher level. Hare Krishna, we shall hear that, Krishna willing, quite soon. Hare Krishna.